This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight on this Wednesday morning, June the 1st, the first day of 2022's hurricane season. Wow. Now, remember that as I tell you that we are broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship radio stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, Tampa and Sarasota, Florida, part of the Salem Media Group. And we also are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the Internet and satellite, too. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, that includes our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women out there behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers getting it done, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, running from the bulk warehouses to bulk mail warehouses to the post offices, getting the mail so it can be delivered to your dooryard today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel out there, Tom down in Venice. We appreciate him and all his pals out there, too. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social with the same handle, at Captain's America. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we start this hour with the National Anthem. Wow, that is probably, in my opinion, the best version of the national anthem that was ever done by anybody. And, of course, she died way too young, Whitney Houston, but a tremendous rendition. Matter of fact, that was done right down here in Tampa during the Super Bowl, during or right after the first Gulf War. So there you go. But, Whitney, we miss you. You really knew how to get it out, belt it out. That's all I can tell you. Now, I wish I could approach this on a different level, but I can't. Joe Biden, I'm sorry. Somebody needs to Section 8 him or get him put in a old folks home or something, because this guy just doesn't understand it. We're on again, we're off again. Ukraine doesn't get missiles that can reach Russia, and all of a sudden they do. And then he turned down the one thing that could help stop all the school shootings. And that was to harden the schools. We're talking about elementary schools, something that didn't have to be done before. Now, of course, after the high schools were already taken care of, for the most part, we have to worry about the elementary schools because of this one mass shooting in Texas. Now, according to his press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, who I'll call Shazam just for the hell of it, she says Joe Biden does not believe in hardening the schools, which represents the most common sense, directly impactful measure that could be taken. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Because listen to this one. Since the moment the Uvalde shooting occurred, the left has been mocking the idea that locking doors and having school resource officers on campuses is necessary at all to prevent active shooter situations. And that flies in the face of all the logic and reason, given the shooter actually walked around the school for 12 minutes before finally finding an unlocked door to get into the school with. And at no point was he confronted by anybody. And then Joe Biden says,
we don't need to beef up the doors of the security. We don't.
Yeah, right. Give me a break. Give me a break. Anybody that would think anything like that is absolutely out of their mind. Absolutely out of their mind. All right, Kathy, take us to break. We'll be right back. She's going to give me the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Uh-huh. Speak of the devil, on the telephone line, we have Mr. Hattrick himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning there, Mr. Quarterback.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America. Big hockey match yesterday. The Colorado Avalanche fended off the Edmonton Oilers and rallied to win game one. 8-6, Captain. They were just shooting the puck all over the place last night there. So, very interesting. And guess who plays tonight, Captain Matt Bruce?
Oh, the St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, that's
the Tampa Bay Lightning. I know they do. Yes, yes, yes. Home ice advantage.
They have to go up to New York. They're not going to have the home ice. Unfortunately, they got to go.
I thought they were playing in Tampa tonight. That's what I was told to begin with.
Oh no! Yeah, that's kind of, you know, was a misprint there, unfortunately. And,
okay, because sure as heck put it in the news story I was looking at.
Yeah, I know. They'll be up in New York, baby.
Jeez, man. All right. Yeah. Well, thanks, Tampa Bay Times.
Well, we love them a long time, you know.
Yeah, good for you.
Very conservative newspaper there, Captain.
That too, but I mean, they're the ones that did it. All right, well, listen, it's going to be a good match. Let's see what happens. I guess you're going to play the first two up there, right?
Yes, that's correct. They'll play tonight, and then they'll give them a break tomorrow night, then they'll play Friday night, and then they'll come back here Sunday afternoon, a little 3 o'clock special, which I like, on Sunday. That'll be nice to watch. So,
Now, I don't know what to tell you about this one, but because we have a lot of Browns listeners in the audience, one of them who happens to be our friend Joe Weaver, and that's all I'll say. Deshaun Watson is now facing his 23rd active civil lawsuit over alleged sexual misconduct.
What in the hell is going on?
Yeah, it's crazy. 23 of them. I mean, man, what's going on here? You know, another during a massage therapy session. You know, again, I don't know what's going on here. I mean, gonna have to get to the bottom of it. They better be real careful though, because you know, they might be hurting at starting quarterback the way they've done with Baker Mayfield recently. And now bringing this guy in here. So we're going to see what happens up there in good old Cleveland, Ohio, and what's going to happen with Mr. Watson. He's eligible to practice, you know, and play until the league says otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
That brings up a very interesting point, Captain Matt Bruce, and I'm sure the audience would chime in with their opinions, too. Does the NFL make the rules on who plays, or should it be the court system? If the court system finds you innocent, should the NFL feel the same way, or can they take a different stance because you're hurting their brand? And I'll let you answer, and we'll go from there.
Well, if you're proven innocent, you're innocent. You should be able to have your record expunged and away you go if you're proven innocent. If you're not, there's any questions in there, they've hurt your brand in any way, I get that. That's a business sense. But let's just put it this way. We had a, and I'll use a local player as an example. We had a local player, wide receiver, Travis Johnson, who was arrested for DUI, and right away the Buccaneers cut him.
Right.
No ifs, ands, or buts. They cut him right on the spot. Now, that tells you all you need to know about whether or not they're going to tolerate any of that stuff.
No, but let me ask you a question. If he was a star wide receiver, where did they cut him on the spot, Captain?
Well, apparently, if that's the policy, yes.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Remember Antonio Brown?
Yeah, well, he caused a problem on the field.
And by the way, he said he's sitting out this year. He's not going to play.
Yeah, that was breaking news, really.
Yeah, nobody was going to touch him with a 10-foot pole. You kidding me?
Exactly, Captain. I mean, we'll see. Speaking about people that aren't in the league right now, is Colin Kaepernick going to make it back in the league or not? We shall see. Had to work out with the Raiders, and that's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out.
So, if the guy takes a knee at any time for any reason, the answer is no. N-O, yeah. No.
It's a lack of respect, you know, time and place. And I don't know why anybody would ever disagree with that. I don't get it. I really don't. You can try to defend it. You can say what you want. At the end of the day, it's wrong. It's not the right time. It's not the right place. It's not what people came to see. Period. End of sentence. And I think we're in the majority, Captain, but not enough people are standing up and saying that.
Okay, well, I don't think I gave you the correct name of the guy that they signed yesterday, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have given up on Dominican Sue, and they've signed the former Pro Bowler from the Chicago Bears, Akeem Hicks, who's a really good ball player.
Yeah, he's not a bad ball player. He could help out tremendously. Yeah, if they can't work out or deal with Sue, then that's definitely what will happen in that situation. Now, there'll be a lot of NFL news coming here real soon. They had some OTAs, you know, here recently where the guys just come and work out, and the rookies came in. And then, you know, within 6 weeks, Captain, they'll be in full, you know, football mode here, right in the middle of July is when they have to report and get their affairs in order and get ready for a long season. And, it should be a good one. I think there's a lot more parity in the National Football League.
You want to hear a joke?
Go for it.
You know who Derek Jeter is, right?
Of course.
Derek Jeter just joined Facebook. He has not been on social media until right now. He's telling the fans, I just got this blurb come across my wire. He's telling the fans, please go easy on me. I'm new to this.
Well, I can kind of relate to that, Captain. You know, well, I'm not the biggest computer guy or Facebook guy either, but I try. I'm working on it every day. It's a new way of media, and that's funny you would say that. Funny how things didn't work out there down in the Marlins with them. I thought that was going to be a good fit, but things happen. So we shall see what happens with the rest of this.
Well, A-Rod was trying to get a group in there.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know where that went, but he was trying.
Yep, it sure was. Don't want to forget the Boston Celtics and Golden State Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow we'll tip it off, Captain, to see who's going to be the NBA champions this year. So that should be fantastic. And I'm looking forward to that series. You know, it looks like Golden State should take care of them, but I think Boston will give them a run for their money. And I'm looking forward to an exciting matchup, and I'm sure everybody else is also. And should be a lot of fun to watch that. Baseball's in full gear, as we know. And, you know, we'll have the All-Star break here real soon. When that happens, you kind of know exactly where your team stands, unless there's any late surge, to say the least. But Tampa Bay Rays are hanging in there, Captain.
Yeah.
We expect to see what they can do. And then also the surprising Pittsburgh Pirates upset the Dodgers yesterday for all our friends down in Bradenton, Florida, where the Pittsburgh Pirates train. So I want to do a shout-out for them and all fans that follow the Pirates back.
Nixon Fruit Farms, here I come. Have lunch with the Captain Thursday.
Very good, Captain. You'll be there tomorrow then. Very nice.
Yep.
That'll be good times. Good times, Captain. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you letting me come on the air with you on Wednesday at the 5 o'clock hour. And if I can help out anybody with their insurances, I'm just a phone call away, 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. It doesn't hurt to get a second set of eyes on your paperwork and see if you have the right plan for yourself. Things are ever changing in the insurance world, and it's a maze, but I can help you navigate it. Again, my name's Patrick Hyman. Captain Matt Bruce can share with you a lot of people who can verify that I'm the real deal, and I can help you out. So please feel free to give me a call. Patrick Hyman at 813-966-1052. And catch us on the Sports Zone on Sundays from 11 to 12.
Thank you
so much, Matt. And have a great day, sir.
All right. Thanks very much, Patrick. We appreciate that. And, of course, as he was alluding to there, the Facebook page for the show is also called The Sports Zone. You can go over there, and you'll hear the podcast for the Sunday show is over there. It was put up on Sunday, so it should be fairly close to the top of the post over there. But The Sports Zone podcast is over there, and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's Patrick and the gang over there. You never know who's going to be there or what they're going to be saying. And by the way, there's this guy called Ken that likes to come in there every now and then to talk about the Chicago Bears and or the Cubs. All right. I'll be right back with more right after this. Don't go anywhere. And Edwards Notebook coming up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will push a new economic agenda and migration policy at the 9th annual America's Summit scheduled for June 6th through the 10th in Los Angeles, California. That's if he can get key leaders to attend. Mexican President Obrador said that he will not attend the Summit of Americas unless all nations are invited. He would then send an envoy in his place. President Trump White House economic advisor Peter Navarro formally filed a lawsuit Tuesday against the January 6th committee and the Department of Justice in a case where he'll be acting as his own attorney. Of the lawsuit, Navarro said, quote, It's 99% aimed at the kangaroo committee that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi formed, end quote. As you noted, Nancy Pelosi's mostly partisan committee rejected the Republicans' choice to serve on the committee. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
The tragic mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, could have either been avoided or a much smaller situation, but far too many Americans ignore the most obvious solutions to such madness. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the coffee you want in your cup. Nobody in their right mind is against stopping the murder of innocent children and unarmed teachers in school buildings. Democrat and Rhino calls for more gun control will not stop such madness. During the 20th century, Palestinian terrorists, cowards, would storm into Israeli classrooms and gun down Jewish children and unarmed teachers. Various security measures were taken, including the common sense effort to allow teachers who know how to use firearms to be fully armed in the classroom. And guess what? No more cowardly criminals murdering children in Israeli classrooms. Guns are simply a tool available for law-abiding sovereign citizens to protect themselves and even children in classrooms. Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, go to theronedwards.com.
Righty, and Ron Edwards, of course, the Edwards Notebook. You hear it three times a week here in the program. By the way, he mentioned Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, it just so happens that I happen to drink some of that for the reason that it's very low in acidity, because, you know, a lot of coffee, and I'm a big-time coffee drinker, as you might well imagine. You drink a lot of coffee, and it's going to churn in your stomach. You get the churn-and-burn type deal. But I'll tell you what, this coffee, wow. And there it is right there. That's coming out of my Turvis Tumbler. That's my iced coffee, my world-famous iced coffee that I make every night. And I'll make a couple of those, and I'll sip them. That's about four cups of coffee probably in there is what the equivalent is. But anyway, you go to theronedwards.com, the website, theronedwards.com, and you'll see the display there for Constitutional Grounds coffee. Order it right there because Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Yep, yep, and yep. Well, back to the scheme of things here. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Remember, all those Moss Nissan dealerships and a new one coming in Brooksville in July, Brooksville, Florida. Yep, you're going to love that one up there. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful store built right after the one similar to the one that's in Newport Richey in 1954. Their stores are located now in Crystal River, Newport Richey. That's the flagship store, 1954. And Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did because you will save a bunch of money. And, yes, they take care of people all over the country. They come here to Florida to buy their vehicles because they can save a lot of money. You serve, you save. Active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great deals offered to them at Moss Nissan. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the AR-15. There is a lot of misrepresentation and just outright distortion of what this weapon is and what it's supposed to be. And the Democrats wouldn't know what the truth was if it hit them in the butt and knocked them on their nose, okay? The AR in AR-15 stands for Armalite Rifle, not Assault Rifle. This is not an assault rifle or an assault weapon by any definition of the word. Now, what it is a stripped-down, smaller version of the closely related M16, M4 carbines, and, of course, the first patented for use, AR-10. It's designed to look like a military weapon, but it's not. It's not. And, of course, they're playing this game, this word game, the Democrats, as you might well know. But I'm not going to let them get away with it, not on this show. We're going to call them on it. All right, well, we have someone that knows a little something about guns on the phone right now. It's Mr. Ian. What's up there, Ian?
Hey, I'm going to probably say something that's going to anger you all. I don't think teachers ought to be armed, and I'll tell you why. I'm not against gun ownership, not at all. Remember, the teachers now, they number one, they're government employees. They work for the state. Don't ever forget that. I don't care. They work for the government. I don't want any more government employees owning firearms, period. End of story. That's something because I don't trust the government. Number two, education in this country, from literally nursery school up to the college, has been completely taken over by the Bolsheviks, communists, leftists, whatever you call them, the name du jour. Okay?
Yeah, about 40 years ago.
Do you want these fanatics owning guns? Do you really want these fanatics owning guns, Captain? I don't. What I want to do, what I advocate, is that people start homeschooling. We start building our own schools. We have to withdraw from this system because it cannot be reformed.
Yep.
Okay? So we have to have a system in place so when this Bolshevik system that we're slaving under collapses, we're ready to go. Forget about trying to reform this system. They're not going to want to reform, okay?
Yeah.
I don't want these fanatics having guns. Okay? If it was an ideal world like 1950, 55, I'd be all for public school teachers owning firearms and
sure.
bringing them to school, but not now. Sorry.
Okay.
That's the way I feel. Thanks.
All right. That's a good point, and I don't disagree with anything you said at all. As a matter of fact, I would prefer to have the school resource officers there. I would prefer to have the door hardened. The one way in, one way out, except for the exit doors. All those doors on the side of the building and whatnot would become exit doors, open up from the inside out only, not the outside in. And that's something that I would prefer to see. But that's just me. What do I know? And the thing of it is there could still be people in school trained through the police or whatever. Okay, I like my M4, but I love my... Oh, it's carbine 15. Oh, that's Eric in East Tennessee. Yeah, I get you there, Eric. I understand that. But here's the deal. Okay, here's the deal. We're being... the directive, the narrative is trying to be taken over by the Democrats by telling you that these are assault weapons, they're assault rifles, they're military weapons of war and all that. Well, let me tell you a little secret. Some versions of the AR-15 were classified as assault weapons and banned under the Public Safety and Recreational Firearms Use Protection Act back in 1994 by then-President Bill Clinton within the United States for a period of 10 years. At the end of the 10th year, they refused to renew the ban and opened it back up, understanding that the AR-15 of old had to be the AR-15 of new, known as the modern sporting rifle. So they redesigned the weapon. Now, under U.S. law, when manufactured with a barrel length of less than 16 inches and without a shoulder stock, the weapon then is legally considered a pistol, as opposed to being a short-barreled rifle, as it's described as an AR-15-style pistol, which there are a few around. You won't see a lot, but there are a few around. Now, keep in mind that they're trying to control the narrative in such a way that you think that all these weapons that we're referring to here, the AR-15, and where they're coming up with the 9mm being a weapons-grade weapon, it's mind-boggling. They're not. For example, Eric, you might have had a 45 caliber pistol at that time. I'm thinking. Might have had. 45 caliber pistol is a big gun. And it does a lot of stuff. Not all that good. All right. Hang on, folks, because when we come back, we're going to be talking to the consumer quarterback himself, Brandon Rimes. So don't go anywhere. I shall return with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
All righty. Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, right there on the corner. And, oh, by the way, all their blinds, sheets, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, for you folks listening to me out of state, you can get a hold of them on the telephone, and they will ship pieces and parts and whatnot, things that you might need for your home, wherever you're at. So I'll tell you all about that in a minute. But you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can call her at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or order whatever you need to have, and they'll send it right to you. Now, again, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. They're great people. Stop by and say howdy, howdy. And if you're really nice, you might get some of those donuts they hide in the back room. All right, let's go on over here to Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. Good morning, Mr. Consumer Quarterback.
Hey, good morning, Captain. How are you, sir?
Boy, I'm doing pretty good, but there's a bunch of my friends that are getting ripped off for various reasons, and I'll tell you what I keep hearing, and I can't believe that this is still happening. They're stealing the titles from them on their homes.
Yep, title theft. Home title theft is a big issue. There's services that you can sign up for that will monitor that. You can also, kind of keep an eye on it through title companies locally, asking them to do a periodic search for you. But yeah, that is a big problem. We're seeing that on our end. Also, in the real estate industry, you've got to be careful that you have an advocate on your side. I'm noticing more and more. I had two appointments yesterday. I took two new listings, and both of the sellers had a very similar story. It seems that their agent was hiding offers, maybe not presenting all the offers, and bringing in some low-ball investor offers, and they really thought that the real estate agent had a stake or was working and colluding with that investor that was submitting the low-ball offers.
Wow.
So, it happens.
Well, home prices are continuing to stampede upward. They did so in March, picking up pace for the fourth straight month. This coming from the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index, which showed prices were up 20.6% in March compared with 12 months earlier. Now, that's a faster pace than the 20% gain back in February. This is now June, first day of June. Do we know what happened in April and May? Did it continue the same way?
Well, I know a lot of times on national shows we talk about national numbers, but I know in Tampa Bay we actually saw a little bit of a slowdown. So, for example, Hillsborough County, Pasco, Pinellas counties, the absorption rate fell about 8 to 12%, depending on which county. Pasco went from 97% down to an 86% absorption rate, which is still very high, but it did indicate a little bit of a softening of the market. So it is softening a little bit. I don't think it's kind of, one of these things back in 08 type of thing where it's going to swing all the way back. But I do think that it has slowed just a little bit because of the increase in the rates has caused the buyer pool to shrink just a little bit.
Well, here's one for you. Just 1% of Americans in the latest Gallup poll say the economy is excellent, while 13% say economic conditions are good. Everybody else is either poor or only fair. Everybody else. That's a big disparity.
Yeah. Economic conditions. People are hurting. The middle class is hurting. The blue-collar workers, the paramedics, the first responders, everybody, they're getting hit from all angles. You know, this Biden economy, these elitists, these globalists, they just had their meetings in Davos, Switzerland, and, they're plotting their world takeover. And unfortunately, it's the forgotten American people, the blue-collar folks, the hardworking Americans, working with your hands. These are the people that got hurt, that are getting hurt the most. And I even feel for seniors. I mean, look at the seniors. Look at what happened to their savings and a lot of their pension plans. And, you're earning nothing on the interest on those retirement plans. So it's just a really bad time in America, and that's what happens when you have an illegitimate regime running a country.
Well, I know where you're going with that, and it is true. And, of course, we've now got about 25% of the Americans eligible for retirement that are not retiring because they can't afford to.
Right. Yeah, it's sad. The cost of everything going up, the challenges with housing, affordable housing in many areas. It's just a really tough time for people, but we will persevere. We will get through it.
Oh yeah.
And hopefully in 2022 we'll have a really large changing of power, and the structure will come back to where it needs to be.
Well, here's what we need. We need to definitely clean house in the House of Representatives and in the Senate. And we need to change the direction of the country by going in there and voting the way that we know that we need to vote. Because I remember a year ago, I remember those gas prices sitting at or just below $2 a gallon. And there's no reason why we should be sitting here looking at prices approaching $6 a gallon in many parts of the country. And yesterday I saw it in California for $8 approaching $9 a gallon.
Yep. Yep, and it's only going to get worse before it gets better, I believe, as far as the gas prices.
Yeah, and by the way, the wholesale price of gasoline yesterday, all by itself, no warning at all, I haven't even said a word about this until right now, went up 6 cents a gallon.
Yeah, it's tough, man. We'll go buy an electric vehicle. That's what they say. Just go
buy an electric vehicle, not me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's right. And especially, you know, hey, here we are going into hurricane season. What if I had an electric vehicle and I have to flee the state and I'm sitting on the side of the interstate somewhere because I can't find a charging station?
I hope you got your roller skates.
Yeah, exactly. Get your ride with somebody. Yeah, that's exactly. But they don't think about that. And then all of a sudden, then by the way, just because you have an electric vehicle, where does the electricity come from?
Yeah,
it was generated through fossil fuel. So, anyways, all of their lives coming to fruition. But
well,
yeah,
Brandon,
you can reach me. I'm Brandon Ryan. You can reach me at 813-917-1894. You can call or text 813-917-1894. Online at consumerqb.com. Consumer Quarterback Show. consumerqb.com.
All right, thanks a lot, Brandon. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
My pleasure, Captain.
All right, Brandon Rimes, everybody. ConsumerQB.com, the website. ConsumerQB.com, the website. And get ready. Grab a hold of something. Put the forks down, all the sharp objects, because coming your way, Todd in Tampa.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get down to business here, okay? You know, have you noticed the press? When Donald Trump was president, they would shoot up and they would say all these kind of things. They would run up and be all rude. But look at them. Bunch of lap dogs. Look at them. Not saying anything. The gas prices are through the roof, okay? The illegals are coming through the border. You don't see any of these idiots. You know why? Because they're on the Chinese payroll. They're on the Russia-Chinese payroll. See, I could never live like Jeff Bezos. I'm making billions of dollars through capitalism because I own Amazon, but I'm putting these lies out like the Washington Post. You're a fraud, Bezos. That's why I never buy nothing from you. You and Bill Gates and the media, you're a bunch of losers. You're looking themselves in the mirror, and you're a freaking fraud. Because if Donald Trump was in the office, you'd be shouting him down. You'd be doing what your master told you. But Joe Biden is ruining the country. Where's Thomas Friedman's retraction that Joe Biden's ruining the country, ruining the economy, like you said about Donald Trump? No, you're a bunch of sellouts. Okay, and I hope as an American, as a Trump supporter, you don't hang around any of these sellouts that sell out the cops, sell out the country, sell out our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Stand up and grow a pair. Let's go, Donald. Toughen up. Peace.
Oh, all righty. Todd in Tampa, right in time because here comes the music. I'll tell you what, love him or hate him, he gets to the root of the matter and gets it out there. And a lot of people like hearing what he has to say. And some people don't. But if you don't, well, too bad, so sad. It is what it is. Can't please them all. Don't even try. Listen, I'll be back tonight on the radio. And don't forget, tomorrow, it's Have Lunch with the Captain down there at Mixon's Grosset Cafe. Have a great day. God bless America. Stay warm.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.